And welcome back to the last hour of Northside Today here on Near FM. My name is Noel McGuinness. It's just coming up to 12:05. And this part of the programme, we're going to be talking, well, history, but it's about suggestions for books. And we have Cormac Moore, historian in residence with the Dublin North City Libraries. Good afternoon, first of all, Cormac. How
are
you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Good, okay. Thanks.
This is a great idea because I'm a reader myself and I always sort of endorse reading as much as possible, and but this is getting history books, and
yeah,
this is another great thing. So we have some suggestions for
Christmas. I've got some suggestions, so obviously people can take them or leave them. It's just some of the books I would have looked at over the last few months and year. So look, there's always huge amount of history books every year, so I'm not going to talk about international history books. You know, there's so many always, you know, no matter where you go, you'll find some great history books. I'm going to focus on the Irish history ones.
Well, I think that's the best thing to do, because I'm sure, as you found out in your talks when you go around, that people are getting more and more interested in Irish history because there's so many things that they don't know. And also what has come out over the past couple of months, really, as well, about some of the tragedies that's happened, the boat sinking, the mail boat sinking,
stuff
like that. Lots and lots of things. And then, of course, our soldiers going away and lots of things coming out now.
There's loads of centenaries and there's a lot of books. There's loads of books around the Irish Revolution. So the first books, I suppose, the biggest kind of history volumes, I suppose, is there's a new four-volume series called the Cambridge History of Ireland. It's sort of four different volumes. Now, I must admit, they are very pricey. You're talking about the guts of €400 for four of them, and it's over €100 for one of them. But you can get them on Kindle, which would be a lot cheaper, or you know, wait for the paperbacks to come out. But they are very comprehensive history of Ireland from a lot of contributors, you know, talking about various different aspects on Ireland. So I don't expect people to be rushing out to buy them in the shop because of the cost. But as I said, wait until the paperbacks, or even you can get them in Kindle now, which would be a lot cheaper. There are loads of books on the Irish Revolution. The two big figures of the Irish Revolution, there's two new books on them, Michael Collins and Eamon de Valera. David McCullough has followed up his volume one on Eamon de Valera with volume two this year. And that's really from when he becomes president of the Executive Council in 1932 up until he's, you know, his last days of his presidency, close to his death. The last year was the volume one, and you know, his rise to power, and this one's called Rule. So it's about him in power, essentially, which he was for a good chunk of the 20th century. Michael Collins, there's a great book actually out from Michael Collins. It's by Anne Dolan and William Murphy. There's been so many books obviously written about Michael Collins, but this does have a lot of first of all, it looks great. You know, it's loads of new images that haven't been seen before, haven't been published before. And there are new insights and new takings on a lot of the perceptions we have on Collins. So it definitely is. It looks great as well. It really is a fabulous looking book. You know, we've got my own colleague, Donald Fallon, who is, you know, historian in residence with myself. He's wrote a book with John Gibney on revolutionary walks in Dublin. So that's, you know, if you want to, it's all from, you know, the various different incidents and the different walks you can take yourself around Dublin. And he's with John Gibney. And John Gibney also has another illustrated history of revolution, civil war in Dublin from 1918 to 1923 as well. So there are some good local books you can look at. Actually, I must point out, this is nothing to do with buying books, but the six of us historian in residence, we've got our own book coming out called History on Your Doorstep, but it's going to be free and it's going to be in all the libraries. So make sure you get a couple. Like each of us six have wrote an essay on various different local kind of history stories in Dublin. I wrote about 100 years of Edge Hardware, which I would have given talks about. That'll be available very soon in the libraries for people to pick up for free. So it should be a nice little book for them.
Just give us a little more. Elaborate a little bit more on that hardware. What's that?
Last year, I think we spoke about 100 years Edge Hardware in Fairview. Mm-hmm. So they were 100 years old last year. So I've given a talk on that. So I've now written an essay that's going to be included in this volume that'll be in libraries. So you can learn about the history of this great hardware store and what was happening in Fairview at the same time as well over the last 100 years. Actually, one of my favourite books this year is The Hurlers by Paul Rouse. Now, Paul is one of the best sport historians in the country, and the hurlers is about first All-Ireland hurling final, when a Tipperary team won the first All-Ireland. It's such a great book. It's so, Paul is such a brilliant writer, and he writes so well. This is an absolutely stunning book, I must admit. The research is meticulous, but it just reads so easily, and it's such an enjoyable book. And it definitely is the my favourite sports history book of this year would definitely be The Hurlers, by Paul Rouse. Dermot Ferter has kind of gone a bit left field. You know, he's obviously written a lot about you know, the Irish Revolution, about history of the 20th century. He's actually a new book out called On the Edge, and it's about the history of the offshore islands in Ireland. you know, so looks at all of the history of the various different islands, from Tory to the Aran Islands, Achill Island, and so on. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's obviously a very different kind of avenue that Dermot has taken than he normally would. Like, there's loads of stuff about you know, the various different centenaries. Like, Ida Milne has a book out on the Spanish flu called Stacking the Coffins, and she's done a lot of research over, you know, many years on the Spanish flu, and this is the kind of the fruits of that labour. It's a really good detailed book on the Spanish flu in Ireland. We've got an updated winning the vote for women. Obviously, it's very topical, as next week will be the 100th anniversary of the first time women got to vote in a general election in Ireland and Britain. So that's by Louise Ryan. She wrote it in 1996, but she updated it this year. So winning the vote for women. There's quite a lot of books on the North as well. But Brexit, it's a very popular topic.
Really?
Yeah, there is. Really? Well, okay. There's the one book called From Partition to Brexit by Donica O'Beacon. So that's about Irish government kind of policy with the North from the start of partition, just under 100 years ago to today. We've got Hard Border, which is by Darragh MacDonald. That's about kind of walking through the history of, so he does a route of the border, basically. He walks it, but as he's walking the border, he's talking about the various different histories of the you know, partition on the border for a century. And my former colleague, Brian Hanley, he's written a book on the impact of the Troubles on the Republic of Ireland, and Boiling Volcano, and that's from 68 to 79. So that's, and there's another book as well on reporting the Troubles. So there's some, you know, more recent history of Northern Ireland as well from Brian Hanley, and as I said, a report on the Troubles. So I think people are obviously it's very much in the news at the moment, the North of Ireland, because of Brexit, you know, by reading these history books, we show that we learned anything from history at all, really. You know?
Yeah, so the more things change, the more they stay the same, isn't that the old saying?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these books that you mentioned before, you carry on an age group. I particularly like to think that these would be great presents for kids, but would they? And what ages would they be?
Most of them are probably not kids now, to be honest. Like, there are always there are kids sections and history book sections as well. But I think the Michael Collins one, it could be enjoyed by anyone. It's very visually, very you know, it's a great book to read. I think National Treasures could be a good book for kids, perhaps. I don't know if you watched the programme National Treasures. That was.
I did, yes. I just saw two of them, I think.
Yeah, it was filmed throughout the years. They've come out with a hardback, so it's shows different objects and you know, memorabilia from people around the country. So I think children, okay, if children are interested in history, I think they're as well able to tackle a book as anyone else is. I think some of these are. Some of them are academically orientated, others aren't, you know. So I would suggest maybe not the most academic ones would suit children at certain ages, and perhaps first. There's actually most of them now will be, though, I would imagine, for the adult range.
Yeah, because I think as well, like, the type of book that you, I imagine, which I've done myself, a few that I've read, that when I'd see something on TV or a movie or something, especially, you're sort of inclined to go back to them and go, that didn't seem to explain it truthfully or whatever.
Yeah,
and you
can
see the flaws in some of it. So you go back to the books, which are always impeccably true.
Not necessarily either, you know. So yeah. Books can be shown to be untrue as well. So obviously it depends on the research gone into them. Mm-hmm. So No, I'm not going to name any names here or anything, but there are some books better than others, and there are some books that have an agenda, and some writers have an agenda, and we always have to be mindful of
but
that.
As I said, Cormac, around your talks, you have found that people, and I find as well, a lot of people like myself, maybe a lot of naive ignorance as well, about history and sort of what we've learned. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to love Pear Street Library. It's a fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, it is fantastic. It's
and still is. Still absolutely is. Terrific. Yes, all libraries are, but it's in particular Pear Street Library. But this is like having your own library at home. I suppose that's the great suggestion about having the books and giving them as presents.
Well, I love having books. Like I have a Kindle as well, but I still just something about actually having a hard copy of a book. It's always better. It's always more enjoyable. So look. I probably have too many books at home, and the house is getting clogged with them. But it still is.
It's more personal, though, isn't it? I mean, people talk about phones, Kindles, and having all sorts of information and Google and like that. But there's nothing like having a book beside the bed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and look, there's always like, and the quality is I believe is getting better. I suppose because it's a. The research is better. We've like say me as an historian, I've access to a lot more archives, a lot more sources than historians would have had access to 20, 30, 40 years ago. So, and that does allow for, a better understanding of what happened in the past in terms of, getting access to as much material.
And what I was talking about sort of, I suppose you could call a hidden history about the Leinster. And that and the sinking of that.
And there is a book on the Leinster.
That's what I was going to ask. There is a book on that, is there? Yeah. Okay. And also with Centenary, as we were talking about soldiers and all that area, which was sort of kept pretty much back. You mentioned about the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
Are these all fresh books that's out now?
Yeah, I'm just talking about pretty much about books that are out in 2018. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there obviously are many books that are still out that were published the last few years or even longer. But I'm focusing on books that were actually published this year.
Okay.
There's a lot of new additions to... There's a big emphasis on the Irish Revolution, and that's going to continue on for the next 5 years. There's a lot of local history as well. There's a local history of the Revolution in Kilkenny. There's a history of local revolution in Derry. Even the burning of Cork after for the revenge for the Kilmichael ambush in late 1920. There's a book on the burning of Cork out as well. So there's loads of books. If you're interested in Irish Revolution and certain aspects of it, whether it be the First World War, the Easter Rising, the War of Independence, Civil War, and you even want to get local, there should be good options for you.
Is any in particular written about the women involved in the revolution at that time?
There are many books that have been written over the last few years, but as I said, the one that's kind of republished this year, and there's been a couple actually republished on the women getting the vote, because that's it is the centenary of the enfranchisement of women. That book I mentioned by Louise Ryan, Winning the Vote for Women, was originally published in 1996, but it's updated this year as well.
Okay. Anyway, a wide range of things, and all available, or do you have to get some of them online? Are they all available in the bookshops?
I would imagine some bookshops are obviously better than others, but I don't think you'll have to look too hard for most of those books in most bookshops, because as I said, they were all published this year, so it's
And remember, you were talking about you were asking for people earlier on. You were giving talks about getting the history of the local area here, Coolock and all like that. Anything about written about that yet?
Well, no, we're working still on the oral history project. We as a group have done a number of oral interviews as of yet. We're still looking for more interviewees, people interested. So if they want to get in touch, please do. That's a long term project, So I'd hope they probably should be available in Dublin City Archive. Digital repository, I would say, next year at some stage.
Okay, so that'll be for next Christmas.
Well, it's not. I don't think
you're not going to write a book about it.
Let's see how the interviews go. See what material you have in it, and it could well be. I agree with you. It could be a great book. The first thing is to get as many interviews recorded as possible, store them in Dublin City Archives in Pear Street, which people will have access to from anywhere and everywhere. Perhaps there could definitely be a book in it. I would say there'd be some great stories there that that need to be shared.
Okay, I suppose your talks are suspended for the Christmas period.
Well, I've one next Thursday on the 13th in Donnymead Library at 6:30, and that's on the eve of the 100th anniversary of the 1918 general election. So it's about the 1918 general election, the one of the most pivotal elections in Irish history. Okay. So Donnymead Library, Thursday the 13th at 6:30. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Cormac. Always a pleasure. Is this the last time we'll be talking before
it is,
Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, well, happy Christmas.
Meet up again
to you.
In the new year. Happy Christmas as well.
Okay, have a good one. Thanks. And there are some great suggestions for some presents. I mean, everyone is always scrambling around, scratching their head. What am I going to buy? What am I going to buy? And there's some great suggestions giving people. And you couldn't do any better than giving people some history books about their own country and especially about the capital and all that. Okay, thanks very much, Cormac.
Thanks, sir.
And that's Cormac Moore, historian in residence with Dublin City Libraries. We'll be back after Christmas talking about some more history. And if you have any questions, of course, you can always give us a call.